Welcome to Square Gators, the local harness racing show. This is all a part of the Super Saturday Sports Show that you can listen to as to keep up to date with all things happening locally and around the world in the world of harness racing. The show airs on a weekly basis on a Saturday throughout the year and is hosted by local harness racing identity Daniel Hibbard on 1FM Shepparton Radio.
Dan Hibbard for Square Gators. Have we got you, Dan?
You certainly have, Stats. We're working well now, and good to be back on the show this morning.
Well, let's clap our hands with side because we've got you on air. And, of course, you and me, mate, we're the bearer of bad tidings. I mean, I had a tip in the Wangaratta Cup last week, cancelled due to the wet weather. And I said on air last week, well, Menangle, nothing will happen up there. They'll handle the wet. Well, guess what? The Miracle Mile got cancelled as well.
Yeah, the Miracle Mile was... They didn't really have a choice in the end. The race prior, which was the free-for-all, I don't think I've seen weather like it at a race, for a harness race in particular, conditions like it before. It was very, very torrential rain. It was also blowing a gale as well, which didn't help. And it was certainly really tested both horse and driver out there. And following that race, they didn't really have a choice. They had to call the rest of the meeting off, including the Miracle Mile. It was just a torrential downpour and bad weather, and obviously they've had a lot of rain and flooding up there in that part of the world, and they didn't have a choice. So we get to see the Miracle Mile, at least hopefully, this week run as a race on a normal Saturday night card instead of the big night that it would have been last week.
Yeah, it was funny times. Like, I sort of said it was a bit probably remiss of me that I believe that, you know, basically harness racing can go in all conditions, really, bar a hurricane. That's what I said last week. But obviously, you know, and obviously it is too with the northern states, the weather's just been that torrential that, you know, not even the Miracle Mile could survive it, but at least we got it tonight.
Yeah, well, as you said, they wouldn't run in a hurricane. That's pretty much what they had last Saturday night. If anyone saw the free-for-all race, the last race that they actually ran, it was horrible conditions last week. And it is good that the meeting goes ahead and we get to see the race run. It's better than it being completely canned and, you know, not run at all. Obviously, there was probably never any doubt that they were going to run it the next week. Their contingency plan probably didn't plan for it, but they've been able to keep all the horses up there.
Yeah, mate, and what do you got for us in the week of local harness racing? What happened around the traps? It looks like we've lost Dan again. Not sure what is happening on this Saturday morning, but Dan has been lost. What we'll do, I might go to a sponsors break, come out the other side, and hopefully we'll have Dan back.
This is a message to all those unsinkable guys out there. You don't need to swim between the flags. Ignore those warning signs. Don't check the weather. Hop in your boat, have a few drinks, and jump in anyway.
Too right, yeah!
You might think you're unsinkable, but 4 out of 5 drownings are men. No one's unsinkable. Rethink taking risks around water. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Station sponsor.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? A Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
From all here at the Maroopna Golf Club, thank you to the local footballing and greater community for supporting us throughout the pandemic. Whether you're a serious golfer looking to improve your game, or you, your mates, or your family are just looking for a bit of fun, remember, the Maroopna Golf Club is home to the Goulburn Valley's only full-length driving range, open to the public 7 days a week. Have a meal in our bistro with Palmy Nights now on every Thursday. And don't forget to check out our fully stocked and price competitive pro shop for all of your golfing equipment and apparel needs. thank you. And see you here at the Maroopna Golf Club. Station
sponsor. And that's where we must leave Flume Say It on 98.5 Live and Local, as I have Dan Hibbard. Now, listeners, we've been having internet trouble, which is affecting our phones, but I've got Dan on my speakerphone on my iPhone, so hoping this works. Dan, take it away. The floor is yours in relation to the week that was in local harness racing.
Yeah, not a problem, Stats. Yeah, technical issues. Know all about that in my paper as well with the calling. It happens quite often. So it's been a good week for local harness racing participants. The Golden Valley's had plenty of winners, and hopefully there's been a lot of people following them on the punt as well, because plenty of good value had across the GV winners this week. We go back to last Saturday night at Melton, and Damien Wilson and Laura Croslin combined with Shayella to win the Mayor's race on Saturday night. She's a really good mare, Shayella. She just kept on racing well. Had the tough draw there on Saturday night, but had the good trail into the race. Was able to get the job done. 155.5 was the mile rate. And she's now won just over 70,000, or nearly 75,000 in stakes. She's won 9 of her 33 starts with 11 wider placing. And remarkably, this year she's had 6 starts for 4 wins, so a really good record this season. The next lot of winners was at Bort on Sunday for Bort Cup Day. And Russell Jack had a winner there with Patriot Stride winning the trot race, the early trot race. Was a good, did a few things wrong, was still got a little bit to learn, but did the job well. 26.2 was the mile rate around Bort, and got the job done there with Lee Sutton in the cart. And Laura Croslin and Damien Wilson made it a big weekend when they won the Bort Trotters Cup with Garshaway. $41 it paid on the fixed odds. It was quite a remarkable dividend, considering the horse has been going okay without being threatening. But certainly had the right trip there at Bort on Sunday. 27.6 was able to get the job done, and well done to the team there with Garshaway. It's been a real project horse, I guess, because there's been a lot of water going to the bridge since its last win. But good to see it get the job done there on Sunday last week. We headed to Shepparton on Wednesday night. It was a good card of racing there. Actually got to call this meeting, got the late call up to do the calling. And Willie Rain was the winner of the two-year-old race, the first race on the card for Damien Wilson. Stable having a great run, $7.50. Really had very little luck in running. It was Drew Barrier 1, but was basically last early on. And they went fairly slow, particularly through the second quarter. But this guy showed great toe to sprint down the outside and win. He's out of a mare called Without Guile, who's the mother of Bondi Lockdown. So, well-bred colt, and he did the job well there, and he will certainly win more races based on that. The second was won by Hammers Hell Patrol for David and Josh Aiken. Didn't begin all that quickly from the pole, but was able to get into the clear at the right time and was able to storm down the outside to win in a two-minute mile rate. Piranha was a good winner for Craig and Abby Turnbull. It won the third race. It was first up from New Zealand and sat in the death and was still too strong. 157.7. Certainly a horse to follow going forward. There's a lot of ability with this guy. Forever and a Day won the fourth race for Leon Conway and James Herbertson, the 10-year-old. Had to do it tough, but he was looked under pressure about 600 metres out, but he really dug in and was too tough for the rest of them. 157.5. Feeling Energetic won the closest finish of the meeting. There was only about 6 or 7 metres between the first 9, and it got up at a big price, $31. It paid a short half-head victory for John and Marie Newbury. John, a really heady drive there to get the cash. The sixth race, Hard Rock Shannon, was a tough winner for Terry and Taylor French. It continues to race well in this sort of grade. It's no superstar, but it'll keep earning money for Connections. 157.3 the mile rate. Starlight Red was a blowout result in the third leg of the quaddy. Brian Burke, Damien Wilson again with a winning drive, pulled really hard out in front and looked as if it was certainly something from behind, had to run past her, but it just kept on finding and she won narrowly and got the job done in a 23.3 mile rate. And the last leg of the quaddy, with the quaddy ended up paying $50,000 on Wednesday night, Curly James for Casey Kent and Ryan Sanders was probably one of the runs of the night. Had to sit outside the leader. Drew Barry 11 did some work early. 158 the mile rate. A really zipped home in a fast last half, and it was too strong. The ninth, Gabby Minga was too good for Ruth Shin and Christian, getting the job done, sitting parked in a 2 minute mile rate. Imazia V won the first of the trot, the last two trot races for Glenn Sharp and Josh Duggan. Sat behind the leader and was able to get through. And Abby won the last for Eddie Tapp. A real project horse. This mare's been racing around at the trials a lot. She's only had three starts and had run 10th, 9th and 9th and made mistakes on all of those occasions. Even at the trial, she's still not bomb-proof, but she did the job so well there on Wednesday night that I'm sure Eddie was delighted just to get the win. She paid $10. She was actually as much as about 25 to 1. There was a fair bit of support for her in the betting, and she firmed right into almost single-figure odds, 2.5.3 the mile rate there on the last at Shepparton on Wednesday. We headed to Bendigo on... that was Tuesday. On Wednesday, we went to Bendigo, and David Aiken had a really good night there. He's a Hammer, won the first heat of the Homegrown Classic for the three-year-old trotters. Had the perfect trip, 158.9 the mile rate, was able to spread over the top of Sir Eros to win. He then had a double when Love Gun won later in the night. It was a good winner after... It's been racing pretty consistently, but it probably struck a really good winnable race there on Wednesday, 2.4 the mile rate. Made to Rock was a winner for Craig Turnbull, and Jack Law taking the driver short half-head victory in 157.1. And he's a nice type. He's probably hasn't got reached the heights that they may have expected, but he's doing a good job at the moment. And I'm a Destroyer won the last trot race for Brent Thompson. Josh Aiken made it a treble on the card. $1.90 favourite. Was able to get a nice trip in transit, and was able to scoot home 2.7 flat the mile rate there on the last race there at Bendigo. We went to Swan Hill on Thursday night. Forest Force was a really good winner for Stephen Mark and James Herbertson taking the drive. Led all the way. $1.65 favourite. 157.8 did the job well. Celebration Stride was a really good winner of the trot race for Russell Jack and Bailey McDonough. Led all the way, took the two favourites, had to do a fair bit of chasing, and they just couldn't reel him in. 2.5.8 the mile rate there. And the last winner of the locals across the week was Beach Time for Roz Rolfe and Olivia Wheat back leading all the way in the last race up there at Swan Hill. $2.30 was the paying out price there. Just got home after a big run at Bort the week before, 159 the mile rate. So a lot of local winners and a lot of good price winners as well across the board, across the week for Golden Valley Harness followers.
No worries, Dan. And coming through pretty clear through the iPhone at the moment, I'll let you go straight in to your selections this evening. Now, I'm assuming we're having a look at Melton and maybe Menangle as well, or just Melton?
Predominantly Melton, but obviously we'll just have a quick look at Menangle. Obviously, there's only really one key race to look at, and that's the Miracle Mile. Not really much is going to change. Obviously, the barrier draws haven't changed. Everything stayed the same as it was last week, but obviously they've had an extra week off, which will certainly suit a few horses. I would reckon that it probably would have suited a horse like King of Swing, who'd had that hard run the week before. Spirit of St. Louis was a bit similar. So a few of them will certainly benefit. Bondi Lockdown now hasn't had a run for a couple of weeks, which is a little bit of a concern, you would think. He probably thrives on a little bit more racing than most, but an extra week probably does help him get a little bit more acclimatised to Menangle. And look, he's probably going to be... He's still going to be hard to beat. He's $8. Probably a really good each-way play. I think if you can get that price each way, you've got to sort of stick with him. I think King of Swing's going to be really hard to beat, but I just hope there's a fair bit of tempo on and we get a really cracking event, because it looks like potentially the draws have taken out the competitiveness, I guess you could say. But hopefully there's a few moves and we see a really hot Miracle Mile. At Melton tonight, it's not certainly not the strongest card in the world, but it's a good betting card, particularly if you like to follow a few of the favourites. There's probably a few that look very, very tasty. The first of those is actually the first leg of our multi. It's race 3, number 8, Sir Letic. You can get around $2.10 at the moment on the fixed odds. He strikes a really winnable claimer from what he's been racing against. certainly none of the ones in this race should be a threat for him. Probably the only two to consider maybe Jillaby Sylvester and Boy from Bondi. Jillaby Sylvester's been a little bit out of form its last couple of runs, and Boy from Bondi's been pretty consistent in good graded races as well. But I just think Sir Letic's probably going to get all the favours. He's got the inside second row draw, but he's the only one off that line, so he should get a nice run through the field. And I think he'll be really hard to beat at that $2.10 quote. The second leg of the multi is race 4. It's the La Cucaracha Trotters Free for All for the mare. And look, I can't work out how I'm already jets not shorter. I know that there's a scratching already come out. There's only a field of 5. She ran second and went Majestuoso last time in the Grand Prix, and got really close in difficult circumstances with a bit of interference being caused. But she's still, I think she's the best mare going around, the best trotting mare we've got going around at the moment. So I think $1.95 is a really good price for her, and I think she'll win. So the multis, race 3, number 8, Sir Letic. Into race 4, number 6, I'm a Ready Jet. You'll get around the $4.10 mark for that one this evening. Expecting, I really do like the price there of I'm a Ready Jet. I think she's that might be a little bit of overs there, $1.95 for her at the moment. The quaddy tonight, very skinny. As I say, there's a few favourites here that look sort of very, very, very likely to win. The first leg, I've gone number 1, Captain Wilson, one out for Kate Gath and her father, Peter Thompson. I think it's been well supported, fixed odds. Gets the plum draw, sprint trip, a lot of favours. Most of the key chances are going to have to do a fair bit of work. And I think if this guy leads, it might be too hard for the rest of them to run over the top. So taking number 1, one out in the first leg. The second leg, it's still very skinny. I went 6 and 8. They're really the only two chances. Go Dancing and Kiss Me Elvis. Kiss Me Elvis gets the front line draw. Go Dancing's got to come from the second row. But he's probably going to have to do a little bit of work from that draw.
The dog's obviously an Elvis fan.
Well, he must be. She must be. She's just decided that someone must be here, but I don't think there is. I think she's just happy to get on the air, I think. The third leg, I went numbers 2 and 7. Again, another race where there's probably only two key hopes. Captain Rival gets the plum draw with barrier 2. Commander Buzz is a really nice type. He's won his last two. They're really probably the only two key chances in that race. And the last leg of the quaddy, there's only six in it now, with the favourite, or the pre-post favourite, You Are My Sunshine, a scratching. And it was probably a little bit hard to narrow this one down. Tactics will really play a key part in this event. I went 1, 4, 6, and 7, but potentially you could take the field because the other two Lance Justice runners, they could certainly throw a spanner in the works, particularly if any of them was able to get a good run, or if they were happy, particularly loving a Chevy, if he was able to lead. But I think Malachi gets a good draw. He's probably going to get a nice trip. Would You Mind's a fair chance of getting out of the gate pretty quickly, and if he finds the lead, he might then hand up to something like Cool in the End and Major Role, who are both in reasonably good form. So it's a tricky lead, the last seat, particularly with the favourite scratched. If You Are My Sunshine was in it, I mean, it was probably a one-out selection in that race. He probably would have won it, and that would have made the quaddy very, very skinny indeed. But just got a little bit wider there in that last seat, and hopefully, if we were alive, we've got a little bit of meat on the bone for the last seat. So the quaddy pretty skinny, and I reckon it's probably not going to pay a great deal, but hopefully we can turn a little bit of a profit on it. First leg 1 only, second leg 6 and 8, the third leg 2 and 7, and the last leg 1, 4, 6, and 7. That'll cost you $16 for 100% of the dividend. And as I say, it's not the strongest card in the world at Melton tonight, but certainly some backable favourites there tonight.
Now, Dan, just on the Miracle Mile and Bondi lockdown, I mean, I still think I've got concerns with King of Swing getting the pole and taking $1.55. I just can't have it at that quote.
He's probably he's rock bottom price. I mean, he's built a really good record, and it's really hard to knock him. I think we probably knock him a little bit most of the time because of the prices that he starts, and that's probably probably not fair to the horse. I mean, we're talking from a wagering point of view here. If there was no wagering, you'd just think that he would lead and he would probably win. But when you sort of include the wagering side of it, you're looking at $1.55 and saying, well, do I take that price that he's going to win? Well, probably not. So look, he's going to be really hard to beat. I don't think it, by any stretch of the imagination, that it's an absolute vintage Miracle Mile field by any means. He's certainly struck another one, where a winnable one again. And I just think the only thing that might see him get a little bit unstuck is if Bondi Lockdown does get the chair and he does put the pressure on, it might leave him vulnerable at the end of a long home straight. So I'm just looking forward to seeing how the race pans out. But, yeah, I certainly wouldn't be backing him at that quote.
And just your thoughts real quickly on the Newmarket and the Australia Cup at Flemington today, headquarters. The Newmarket looks to be a two-race affair in home affairs or lost and running, but a roughie can win this race.
Yeah, we certainly know that. That's, and it's good to see a really big field. Like, to see 17 of them go into this race, it's awesome to see a big field over the 1,200. I actually like one down the bottom. I actually like Artorias for the Breedmans and Craig Newitt. No weight on its back. I heard there was an interview with Craig Newitt during the week when I was on the road travelling to the races to call, and he was reasonably bullish about the chances. No weight on his back. If he gets a bit of cover, which you would expect he will, he's just going to need a little bit of luck to get into the clear. So at some point down the home straight, he's around the $10 mark on the fixed odds, and I reckon each way he's probably a good play. Again, it's a ripper race, and these handicap races do certainly make it interesting, particularly over the straight 1,200 course. I think he's a real show, and I do think Masked Crusader's a good chance as well at an each way price. I know he's top weight, but if he gets the right sort of run, he could certainly get up without surprising. But it's a good year for the Newmarket. Good to see a big field.
And Think It Over down from Sydney for the Australia Cup?
Yeah, probably is going to be the hardest to beat. Spanish Mission, I thought, was a good run the other week. There's a few there that are, you know, had a number of chances. I think this guy, Think It Over, is probably the one that has got some good form on the board at the moment. He's run last time in the heavy going at behind Very Elegant. I mean, he only got beat 1.6 lengths. I think back on top of the ground, he might be really hard to beat. You're getting about $2.70, which is probably about his right price, I'd say.
No worries, Dan. That's where we'll leave it. But thanks for that, and sorry for the technical issues this morning.
No, all about those technical gremlins. Happens all the time, but just good to get on the air and give the harness followers a bit of a rundown of the week that was.
No worries, Dan. Do it all again next week.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
That was Dan Hibbard with Square Gaiters.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter. And tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.